Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I've asked for an independent investigation. We will have an oversight hearing.
Yeah, I'm still trying to understand why the analogies he's made.
Her Facebook entry says, you know, Mr. President, boycott Copenhagen.
He went further and dug his hole even deeper, burying Barack Obama, I should say, even deeper, by saying the guy doesn't believe in America, basically.
I was born a whore and bred as an assassin.
Boy, what a headache.
Every living soul in land beside me, baby. That's an order.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show where reality is the bitch. And on this show, we take you through the looking glass of media and reality and talk radio. Bobby and Steve Dooley are on the line with us from Western Estates Homeowners Association, where they plan on giving an award to Tiger Woods this weekend. I don't know whether he is confirmed that he will be there. An honorary congressional award that was going to be presented by the Congress, but it was withdrawn because of the recent personal controversy and personal issues attendant to Tiger Woods. And we're talking really here, and Ms. Dooley and her husband have been saying that they feel Mr. Woods is entitled to this, that his private life is something that we cannot consider given the level of his achievement, and that, frankly, celebrities who have achieved these things that you and I will never achieve, that you and I will never see, that you and I will never be a party to or a participant of, we are judged by a different standard. But when people such as these celebrities and others achieve the things that they have in their lives, we simply have to ignore the other things that they've done. 877-876-PHIL is the number. We are also on Twitter at twitter.com/realphilhenry. And more importantly, on our website, philhenryshow.com, where you can watch live streaming video of our show every night as we perform it. So just go over to philhenryshow.com and watch the video. Our number again, 877-876-PHIL. Ms. Dooley, I don't believe I've misstated anything that you've said. If you want to correct me.
Well, I don't think, first of all, Phil, you have a way, and you are the host of the talk show, and I understand that. And the people that are listening are going to be fans of yours and are going to believe whatever you tell them. So I'm mindful of that.
And I don't think they're going to believe whatever I tell them.
Well, I think you give people a little bit too much credit. We are coming on your program tonight, and we're making the argument that has been accepted. Really, the people that are listening to you right now, they already believe what I'm saying, but when I articulate it, it horrifies them. Well, I would say to them,
speak for yourself.
Yeah, speak for yourself. You know, look at the mirror. Take a good long look in the mirror.
Yeah, what you see might be wearing a tail.
Stop that.
What did he say?
He said what you see might have a tail. The point that I'm making, Phil...
That's very funny.
You know something? My husband is trying to lighten up what has been a very, very destructive discussion.
Well, Ms. Dooley, you have had arguments with people who are saying to you that you are... Let's talk about Roman Polanski. You say that the man raped a 13-year-old girl. Well, that him raping a 13-year-old girl is somehow different from somebody else.
I was saying that it's bad. Yes, it's bad. Is it bad if the same way if Phil Hendry were to fondle a 13-year-old? No, it's not the same bad. It's bad in its own capacity. It has its own capacity of bad, and yes, it's bad. Would I be at that girl's house explaining it to her? One of the things you have to do with the victims of these crimes, O.J. Simpson, Michael Vick, even Tiger, who did not commit any crime, I'd like to remind people, is to sit down the so-called injured parties and explain to them calmly, because they're very hysterical.
And who are you going to... I'd like to ask a question. Who are you going to explain the O.J. Simpson thing to?
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Well, you'd sit down with his father, or with the father of Ron Goldman.
And they're going to sit and they're going to listen to you explain how it ain't the same kind of murder as any other kind of murder because O.J. won the Heisman.
Excuse me, but... the Heisman. Over 2,000 yards, the first black man or any man to run for over 2,000 yards in a season.
And I'm saying, so what?
And I think you're lying.
You got to be lying because you know that...
No, I'm not lying, and you can't call me a liar.
You said you're a football fan, but everybody knows about it.
I've heard you countless times talking about how football is the greatest sport.
I think football is fantastic, and I'm telling you right now, 2,000 yards in a season doesn't add up for me to murder.
I think you are self-deluded, and you know, and I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you. Kobe Bryant bent a woman over a chair one winter eve in Colorado, grabbed a handful of her hair, lifted...
I understand what he did.
And yet we're still...
Yeah, we can't... We're kissing his black rear end. All about the...
Would you watch it with the black rear end thing?
He's right. We're still kissing Kobe Bryant's hind end because of the Lakers.
Yeah, the Lakers and what the Lakers did.
877. Well, you know what? That's a bad. That's a tragedy, in my opinion. 877-876-PHIL.
Oh, that is so much bullcrap. Because you know you like that the Laker won, right?
Of course, I appreciate the Lakers winning. I haven't forgotten though Kobe Bryant. Believe me. Let's go over to Sarita in Brooklyn, New York. Sarita, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just have to make this point.
I hear
you being so intimidating by saying every time somebody says something. I'm young.
No, I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you. That's all.
I said, I'm young, I live in Brooklyn, New York, and to be honest with you, there are many children around here that get raped, whether it's by famous people, whether it's by anybody, okay? And I don't give a damn credentials somebody has. It is not fair for anybody to rape a young child, not to put my business out there at 11 years old, molested. Damned if I have a child now and somebody molests my child, whether it's freaking Kobe Bryant, whether it's Tiger Woods, whether it's Barack Obama, whether it's whoever the hell else you want it to be. It's not fair. It's not right. It's not right. I don't care
how
much
in
the world. It will never buy a child that moment.
Who did you molest? Who did you say you molested?
I'm sorry?
Who did you say you molested? I didn't hear the name.
She didn't say she was...
I didn't say I molested somebody, honey. I said I was molested. Not to put my business out there, but to make my point, yes. At 11 years old, yes. And it's not fair. And if it was Barack Obama, if it was my own damn father, I don't give a damn how much money you have. It will never buy me back that happiness. It will never buy me back my virginity. It will never buy me back that moment.
But you have to understand one thing, though, Sarita, that it wasn't...
It's not okay to praise somebody about that, honey.
Darling.
Like I said, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. And you have your own opinion. And I'm not on the phone to
impeach
you. I'm not on the phone to make you feel bad about anything. But I'm on the phone to let you know about my opinion and about what millions of other people are thinking about you right now, honey. And it ain't pretty.
I think you have to let me speak for myself. First of all, you live in Brooklyn. Brooklyn is well known for the colorfulness of the area.
Well known, honey.
And everyone, like all the Italian, you know.
Yeah. Park the car, and go get me a cannoli or that.
You know how people do that. So, if you were you molested in Brooklyn?
Will we get off of this woman's experience? This was very difficult for her to say.
I'm trying to find out if it was in Brooklyn. Don't you feel better about that?
I wouldn't feel better about it a day in my life because it happened.
All right, let me go at it this way. Let me go at it this way. All right, I'm very sorry that happened. But if it had been like George Washington.
Wait a minute. What did you just say, Bobby?
I'm asking Sarita if the perpetrator had been like George Washington, wouldn't that be better?
Are you out of your mind?
What do you mean?
Are you throwing my wife out of my mind?
The most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Wait a minute. You didn't, but you know what you didn't say? You didn't say it would be bad. You said it's absurd, but not bad.
I said I would never, ever, ever, ever think it would be okay. It damn sure as hell would be bad. Are you kidding me?
George Washington? Oh, my God.
Oh, what are you out of your mind, George Washington? What does that mean?
She wouldn't think for a moment, well, it's not that bad.
It would probably be worse, because the...
Will you let the lady speak, Mr. Henry? I don't think that you're from Brooklyn or you're, Puerto Rican.
It's the truth. He's speaking exactly what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is, it would probably be worse if a person was somehow violated by a famous man who we all respected, and we find out the guy is scum, we'd probably be terribly traumatized by that.
If George Washington touched you, Mr. Henry.
If George Washington did what to me?
If George Washington touched you in the private area.
I'd kick his ass.
So you're saying you would beat and almost kill the father of our country?
Hey, Sarita, I want my engineer to dump that. Don't make any reference like that, honey. I know you don't mean it. I know you don't mean it. I know you don't mean it. Just don't make a reference like that, because it gets you and me and everybody into trouble, okay?
Right.
Well, but still, you said that you would beat George Washington to death. That means there would have been no American Revolution. So you would consign all of these people in North America...
Yeah, we'd all be Canadians, that's right. I guess that's what the bad luck would be. We'd all have to be Canadians.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, are you ready for this?
Not to disrespect you. I'm not the disrespecting type. I'm not going to insult you, but I'm just making my point. It is not fair, no matter how much credential you have, how much history you've made in this world, how much money you have. It is not okay for somebody to molest a child.
I respect you too, but if you had been molested by Roman Polanski, wouldn't you still appreciate the beauty of Chinatown or the pianist? Of course you would.
Because the memory is still going to revolve in my head.
Yes, it would revolt her.
Excuse me, I keep hearing a man's voice.
It's still going to be in my head, and I will completely, completely, completely hate that person for everything they've done in this world, for everything, every single thing that they need, everything that they stand for, and how much money they are. Okay? Seriously.
You know,
that's crazy.
You said that, Sarita, so beautifully. You said that so well.
Mr. Henry, she's a planted caller by you.
I don't know this woman.
Well, she sounds like you planted her.
I don't know who this woman is.
She's a planted caller.
The show every night, and every night there's a different topic. This one, I never decided to call it until now.
Okay. All right, listen, Sarita, I appreciate it. We got to take a break, and you've been very, very kind. You've been very honest, and you put your experience in life very beautifully, and we appreciate it, okay? Thank you so much. All right, bye-bye. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to be back with more.
Oh, you put it so well. You put it so well.
She did.
Well.
God, but you're only going to maybe get your nose up there, too, and, we'll never see your face again.
Yeah, we'll never see.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, Bobby and Steve Dooley on celebrities. Should they be judged differently from us because they're, well, frankly, more accomplished than us?
Yeah. Get your face up there, Mr. Henry. We'll never see your eyes again.
Never see your bald head again.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
No disrespect. 877-876. This is the groundbreaking, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. And Ms. Dooley, I did promise that I would give out your Twitter page, or would you like to?
Yes, Phil. I'm on Twitter at twitter.com/ Bobby Dooley, BOBBIEDOOLEY. And we discuss the issues of the day and different news items that are of interest to me and to our homeowners association. I also want to say that I feel it's very unfair of you to not address my question directly.
Ms. Dooley, when you ask me that, what would I kick George Washington's ass if he molested me, I gave you an honest answer.
And you're saying that you would therefore consign the future of this country to the dustbin.
Frankly, George Washington would probably kick my ass, so it wouldn't make any difference.
Yeah, you got that right.
Oh, okay, well, that's fine, Mr. Dooley, but the fact is, I stand by what I said. If that meant we all have to be Canadian, then we're all Canadian.
Well, I don't think you understand really the import of that statement. I don't think you understand, first of all, what Canada really is. And that is something I'd like to get into with you some evening.
I don't want to talk about that right now. I don't care what you think Canada is. We're talking about celebrities being judged by a different standard. And you say that Tiger Woods, well, yeah, he slept with 11 women, but come on, this cat, look at all the things he's done. We can't possibly compare him to ourselves. Diane in Cleveland, Tennessee. Diane, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, how are you?
Very good.
I think Ms. Dooley is a little bit too defensive. People do think bad things. We're all that way. But once you do something bad in America, you can label bad. And you have if I do something bad, I will be labeled bad, no matter what you are. And you have to loosen up and let people talk. I mean, no one's against you. No one set up. I was a publisher over in Western Florida for and I always gave people the benefit of the doubt.
And you were gay?
She gave people the benefit of the doubt.
But, you know, these are famous people. And I met a lot of famous people in Western Florida.
Okay, that's a very interesting point. That's a very interesting point. Did any of them get fresh? I'm sure they did.
No, not in Western. No.
Well, I know that you can't really say, but...
Why are you asking me a question like that?
I'll give you the reason. Because you still respect those people, even if at a book, at some kind of a publisher party, one of them tried to stick his hand, you know.
Oh, God. Unbelievable.
What is unbelievable about that?
Oh, come on. She still respects them, don't she?
Respect them? Respect them?
You were a publisher. If Truman Capote,
if he was drunk,
and he pushed you down...
Why don't you go to...
Because you just went back in time. You just went back. You were giving me your alma mater speech about West Palm Beach or something. I don't know.
I said Western, Marino is. I know all of the celebrities there.
All right. Okay, so you were telling me about that. Did Dan Marino do something to you?
No one did anything. You're doing it to me. You're being rude. You're not letting me speak.
I'm not fondling you.
Where did you come up with these words?
Because you were saying that you knew a lot of famous people that might have got...
What's the matter
might
with
have put,
you?
Put their hand on...
If Dan Marino touched it.
Molested. Did you get molested, ma'am?
No, I have not been molested, but I will tell you this. If Dan Marino gave me a friendly squeeze on... And excuse my language, but if Dan Marino gave me a friendly squeeze on my ass... I'd be complimented.
Oh, come on. That makes you one out of billions of women on Earth.
Oh, are you high on narcotics? Are you kidding? There are millions of women that would love it if Dan Marino gave them a little pat.
Right in the middle of where on the bottom.
What world do you live in? What century are you in? Huh?
This is the 20th century.
This is the 21st century.
Well, she don't sound it. She does not.
All right. I appreciate your call, ma'am. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. There are women who, David Copperfield or whoever the hell it was, that magician?
The book.
No, not the book. The magician.
David Copperfield by Oliver Twist.
The magician named David Copperfield.
I'm not familiar.
Well, the fact is he's famous, and there was a woman who was so outraged over his behavior, alleged, that she came forward. Here is Anna. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, Anna.
Wow. I just got to say, she made a comment earlier that, Tiger Woods hasn't committed any, broken any laws at all.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, he has. He broke one of the major laws of God. He committed adultery.
No, that's not the Constitution law. That's your little, that's religion. That's different. It doesn't count.
Yes, it does, sweetie. It
no,
always
counts. No, it does not.
You have
it doesn't count.
Judgment day, sweetie.
No, you don't. You don't. You can't prove that. There's no scientific evidence of it. Of a gate. Oh my God, a gate? Are you serious about a gate? There is no scientific evidence of God. Of a gate, I mean.
Phil Hendry.
I mean, there is God, but there's no gate.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Again, if you want to chit-chat further with Bobby Dooley, you can visit her on Twitter at twitter.com/Bobby Dooley. You can also go to our website, philhendryshow.com, and watch live streaming video of our show as it's happening right now. And there are a great many of our backstage pass holders who are watching the show as well as listening to the show. You can also download the audio of the show the next day on our website to your iPod, wherever you would like to put it, and then you can listen at your leisure. And we have a huge archive of revolutionary radio comedy on our website as well. So it, I can tell you, in a day and an age where you guys are getting screwed every which way when it comes to what you're purchasing, and you know what I'm talking about, this is a $6.95 a month $6.95 a month, man. $6.95. Not $695 like you thought, bud.
No, I know. I went back and I double checked.
Right. No, $6.95. And you get hour after hour after hour after hour. I mean, we have archives that go back over 10 years, 15 years, all different generations of the Phil Hendry Show represented there. So you should visit philhendryshow.com and get your BSP like, you know, now. Okay, we have this story here on a lot of things. Coming up at the top of the hour, Jack Armstrong will be with us to talk about the health care proposal, what's the future of it, what's happening with it. Jack, a liberal pollster and contributor to our show. A lot of things happening. The one story that immediately jumped out at us, only because when we see Al Gore's name, and I voted for Al Gore in 2000. I never knew when I voted for, I felt that Al Gore would be a good president. In fact, I almost wished that he had been elected president, not because I thought President Bush was bad, and I didn't. But I think that if Vice President Gore had been elected president, I think his brain would be focused more. In other words, he would have seen the reality of life and wouldn't have gone off into this area of frankly, fiction. It's one thing to say that it is science. It's another thing to say that you don't want to debate it. Now, wait a second. Even cats that believe in evolution will debate it with creationists. They're not afraid. If a guy's in evolution, believes in evolution, which I do, and other people that believe in evolution, and that theory has been around, and yes, theory, because in terms of absolute proof, we're getting closer, though, I got to tell you, the creationists are, and I'm not going to talk about this on the air. I'm not discussing so-called creationism. I'm not even going to, I won't even, I mean, I don't mind debating it, but I don't want to get bogged down in Bible talk tonight, okay? Fact is, the more and more that we find archaeologically, the more we realize that we did evolve from a lower species. That's just all there is to it. And sorry, you know, but hey, forget about me. There's plenty of people that will debate that. There's plenty of people that will still debate whether the Earth's flat. I mean, up until about 40 years ago, there were people that thought the Earth was hollow and we lived in the inside of it. I'm telling you, these are actual human beings that walk among us. Will you not debate with them? Sure. Will you not debate, for instance, the reality of the Holocaust with a Holocaust denier? I would, 7 days a week, twice on Sunday, if you want. Are they nuts? I think so. Are they out? You know, are they strictly from hunger? Yeah, man. Are these people, should they get a life? Sure they ought to. But I'll debate it with them. The only guys that I know of that will not debate their particular belief are people that are absolutely carved in marble, convinced that global warming is a man-made phenomenon and only man can do something about it, and it never would have happened had we never been here. They don't want to talk about it. They're the only ones that I know of that don't want to talk about their theory and how it compares to others. Well, it's just because there's no time. We don't have any time. I can't buy that either, man. And I wasn't the guy that found this out. You remember, Bud, when they said about the jets?
Yeah, they said Al Gore was flying on a jet.
Yeah, well, that could be flying on a jet on account of pollutes. Yeah, but the jet's going to pollute, man.
Yeah, jet's going to pollute.
Yeah, you say that because he said that. It doesn't matter. I mean, the fact is, if it's so bloody, if it's so bloody urgent, then what are you jetting all over the damn world? I don't see these cats doing anything different with their lives that would signify or signal to me that this is a terribly urgent thing. Do you? I don't. Oh, my God, the greenhouse gases and the this and the that. And they won't even fly commercial. Now, I think that's a very good point. You know, I mean, I really do. And I haven't heard them talk. They won't talk about nothing, man. Gore won't talk about nothing. Now, today, we have the news here. Al Gore, was this on the Larry King show or some crap can show? I'm kidding, Larry. Your show's good. Yeah, right.
You said it sucked.
Will you shut up, man? Al Gore was on CNN. Who was he talking with, Chase? Do you remember? Maybe it was Larry. I think it was Larry. Because I seem to remember seeing Larry's head just fall forward and go face first onto the table. And Gore didn't notice. He just kept on talking as Larry was like almost past, you know, like a heart attack or something. But then he came to because I think it was just he hadn't eaten at Duke's yet. It was John King, not Larry King. That's why. Anyway, Al Gore was on with John King, who's a very fair guy and a good reporter, and talked about these ClimateGate emails, the ones that had been hacked out of the main computer at the University of East Anglia, where Phil Jones, the professor, did all of his work on what he considers to be this man-made global warming. Al Gore tells CNN that the hacked emails are old and irrelevant. Now, we have something to tell you after you hear him say this.
Well, they took a few phrases out of context. These are private emails more than 10 years old, and they've tried to blow it up into something that it's really not. Just to pick one example, some of those exchanges mm-hmm. you're talking about had to do with years ago whether or not a study that they thought was of poor quality and shouldn't belong in the scientific report should be excluded from the report. Well, they had exchanges back and forth. It ended up in the report,
right.
Fully analyzed and discussed. So if you take one little thing from 10 years ago out of context and describe it inaccurately, then it becomes a controversy without any real substance.
Well, you know, guess what, Al?
You blew it!
Because the fact is, some of these emails they're not 20, 30 years old. We've got emails. Our producer, Rance, he went through the emails from November of 2009. November of 2009... Now, correct me if I'm wrong, ain't that like last month?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I'll check the calendar on my watch. Don't worry. It was last month. November of last month. That reads, and we quote, to argue that the observe... This is an email now, understand, an internal email among scientists at the University of East Anglia who are discussing among themselves global climate change that they believe is caused by the human race and is reaching critical mass and we must do something. Quote, to argue that the observed global mean temperature anomalies, that is mysteries, that is unexplained things, that's what an anomaly is, to argue that the observed global mean temperature anomalies or mysteries of the past decade falsifies the model projections of global mean temperature change, as contrarians have been fond of claiming, is clearly wrong. But then it goes on to say, but that doesn't mean we can explain exactly what's going on. What did they say there? They said, for the people who are opposed to the theory of human global climate change, arguing that these mysterious global changes in temperature, the mean temperature, proves that there's no such thing as human-created global climate change is ridiculous. That's stupid. That doesn't prove anything. To say that because there are these anomalies, these mysteries we can't explain, that doesn't prove anything. However, we can't explain what's going on. Now, let me ask you a question. It's one thing to say, and I'm talking to anybody out there that's a global climate change advocate in terms of human, the human influence on it. It's one thing to say, we have a theory, but we do have holes. There are things we need to continue to consider That's one thing. You might even say, we believe in global climate change caused by the human race, but we have, you know, these holes in our theory. There's areas of study, and this is what happens in science. But to bum rush an entire population on the planet Earth into changing wholesale economies, into changing wholesale industries, into changing wholesale the balance of economic power in the world in favor of third world states as opposed to the United States because we got it all and they don't have nothing, to argue that we begin to change our lives and you guys there in the global climate change area of life arguing that it's man-made, we got a couple of empty spaces, but we're figuring it out. Well, yeah, you know what, man? You'll pardon me if I don't take your word for it. Well, don't worry about it, Henry. I am worried about it. I'm very worried about it. Why? Because I think you guys have got your head shoved up your rear ends. That's why. I think you cats have been so intent on selling this thing that you ain't doing any work on proving it. You know? Selling, proving. Selling, proving. There's one thing to sell a product. And if there's one thing that the people all over the world, especially Americans, understand, is the salesman who's given a pitch and what he's selling you is rolling garbage. You know, I don't care how beautiful the pitch sounds, it's still swampland in Florida, man. I don't want to buy it. And he may be, like, remember the guy in that movie we saw the other night, Robert? What was that?
Yeah, Ricky Roma, man. I love it. Al Pacino is it. Glengarry. I don't know. Maybe it means something. Maybe it don't.
Yeah, Glengarry, Glen Ross. And Al Pacino's a salesman. And he's selling crap. He's selling crap. He's selling swampland in Florida is what he's selling. However, he is so brilliant in the way he pitches prospective customers. It's magic to watch this guy work. But at the end of the day, what is he selling? Well, this is what's going on, in my opinion. And why do I feel that way? It isn't because I'm a conservative, because I voted for Barack Obama. It ain't because I'm stupid, because I know how to dress myself in the morning.
Well, sometime.
All right, some days I leave out certain things. But fact is, if they're unwilling to debate, that's a red flag. That should be a red flag to everybody, including people that want to believe that Al's telling the truth, man. You got to listen to me, okay? What about that doesn't make sense? He has to sit down and debate this. Now, here is Gore saying that climate gate is being taken out of context by global warming deniers. Now, understand what we just played for you. We countered that by telling you there's email from November, man, talking about they can't explain it. They don't know why there are these mysteries, these anomalies, these unexplained features in the data that they're reading. We can't explain it. Well, then maybe that means something. I got an idea. Maybe you guys are off track a little bit. Here is Vice President Gore talking about ClimateGate and the whole thing being taken out of context by the global warming deniers, which is like saying Holocaust deniers, so he can throw us into that batch.
I said it in July. I said it in August. I said it in September.
Wait a minute.
I'll say it today. Pass
wait
the
a minute,
bill.
Wait a minute. Wait, that ain't that, man. That's healthcare. I want Gore cut to. Here it is. Al Gore, thank you.
Is there any substantive reason to worry about them? No. Does the noise machine of the climate deniers blow them out of proportion and fool some people into thinking they have substance? Well, that's another matter, and I don't know how to respond to that. Over time, the scientific process whereby all these scientists pick over every detail openly and fully, that process works, and that's the process they
follow. Wait a minute, because there's scientists today who'd like to look at the data that was amassed from which came these conclusions, and it's been deleted. Now, maybe you're saying that, well, Junior, you missed your shot because there were scientists back in the 80s. Well, there were a lot of things going on in the 80s, man. We thought in the 80s that guns were the reason we had violence. We thought in the 80s that violent television shows were the reason that we had a out-of-control violent epidemic in this country. We found out different. We found out the reason why we had an out-of-control violent epidemic in this country is we weren't kicking enough ass on criminals. And guess what? When we started to kick some ass, 2,000 homicides in the city of Los Angeles in 1980. 2,000. You ain't seen that number around here, man, in centuries. You got to kick some ass, that's all. Sometimes the answer is right there in front of your old kisser. All right, we'll be back because I want to tell you about how, you know, animals can go extinct. Animals can actually die out. They can actually just die. And human beings didn't have anything to do with it. In fact, animals have been dying for a long time. It had nothing to do with comets. It had nothing to do with damn, what do you call it?
Meteors and stuff.
Yeah, meteors. We'll talk about that and more coming up next hour. Jack Armstrong on healthcare. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Henry.
All right, coming up, Jack Armstrong, liberal pollster and a contributor to a great many publications like the Huffington Post and the Daily Coast. Jack Armstrong joins us. You're probably going to already want to go and get yourself some headache medicine. He'll be talking about the health care proposal and what's bogging it down, what's going to get it going, what's good, what's bad, what's up. Okay, so that's happening in just a few minutes. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Now, getting back to all of this stuff about whether the planet's going to, you know, burn up and we're all going to die a horrible, screaming death with blood in our mouths.
Oh, God.
I'm kidding.
Well, you don't think that'll really happen, do you?
No, man. Global warming, I guess you'd cook up, right?
I don't know what's going to happen with global warming, man. Let me tell you something. First of all, we have this conception that, and again, the science, real science is very honest because it says, oh, wait a minute, we found something else. Oh, but it's going to screw up my theory. Well, who gives a damn about your theory? Your theory sucks because we just found something else. You know, some of these guys have got such egos. Honest to God, science is just like any other business where a guy says, I have the theory and the Newtonian principle. Well, there's a guy named Einstein. Well, wait a minute. I'm Isaac Newton. I'm sorry, but a new guy came along. There used to be a theory of the universe being always here and always will be here. It's like some theory called constant existence. I don't know the exact name of it. Until the Big Bang theory came along, and that began to make sense because as they studied, for instance, background radiation in the universe, as they studied the relative life of rocks, and we began to see gases, and we could make out the age, for instance, of a star by way of its light and by way of the different color photography, we realized that the Big Bang was probably more to the point. Well, here is another theory. What we love, though, is we love to believe that the dinosaurs, why, they must all have been wiped out by a meteor. Because dinosaurs aren't just going to go extinct. There weren't any humans around to kill them. Well, I look at the dodo bird. Yeah, the dodo bird. So a bunch of freaking drunk buccaneers went on an island one day and said, well, look at that. Looks pretty good for dinner. Vap. They ate it. So what? So there ain't no dodo birds. There ain't no dinosaurs either. Well, you know what they're finding out now? They did some studying, and there's some very, very smart scientists who are saying, yeah, I understand that a huge meteor hit because we can see, looking at the strata of soil and the rocks going down, we see that line, that thick, thick layer of carbon that goes back about 65 million years. And 65 million years, we know, is when the dinosaur passed from existence. Now, understand, the dinosaur was around from 125 million years ago to 65 million years ago. 60 million years that son of a gun was here, way longer than you and I could even contemplate. The human race has been around from its earliest beginning, 7 million years, nothing compared to dinosaurs, right? Well, guess what they didn't find, though? If dinosaurs were killed by this meteor, you would find dinosaur fossils and bones in that black layer of, or after that black layer of soil, that strata, that carbon layer. You'd find them either in it or after, but you don't. Well, if the meteor killed them, then they would have died during that period or shortly thereafter, right?
Yeah.
Well, there ain't no dinosaur fossil record after. However, a very smart group of scientists said, is it not possible, if we look at the record, that the oceans at that particular time had not risen to the levels that they are at today, and that there were land bridges that, in point of fact, the oceans subsided so that land bridges appeared. And now what do you have? You have migrating herds of different dinosaurs going from one continent to the next. And what happens when a species is isolated from another by way of an ocean? Well, it develops its own immunities. It develops its own biology. If those two species come together, they can contaminate each other. And the theory now is that the dinosaurs weren't killed by a meteor because we have no fossil record showing that. But we do have a fossil record of them dying before. And they theorize they literally went extinct by way of disease. Just disease. The dinosaurs killed themselves.
That's got to be bullcrap on account of the meteor.
Yeah, you're right, bud, the meteor. 877-8... Jesus.
You're nuts, man. You don't listen to nothing.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Jack Armstrong, world-famous Phil Henry Show. I give up.
The meteor is way better than the believing.
Phil Henry.